Sem vseživljenjski projekt Ministrstva za izobraževanje, znanost in šport.
Sem prepričan, da bi uveljavitev omenila slabo za šolski sistem.
Dvigant klobuk in reči fuck off. In to z vsem akademskim dostojanstvom.
In nam cela generacija tele manjka, ker je pač suj v svojo upravo, niso se zaposlovali.
Da ne bomo skregali generacij med seboj.
Problem je hud in pereč. Naš predlog pa je sledeč.
Kot študente od vlade zahtevamo, da takšne spremembe odpravi.
Bistveno je, da se sami organiziramo.
Kaj pa univerza?
In to z vsem akademskim dostojanstvom.
Kaj pa zasedba univerze v Varšavi? V petek 23. maja je na Poljskem skupina študentk zasedla del zgradbe študentskega sveta univerze v Varšavi. V današnji oddaji Kaj pa univerza si bomo ogledali zahteve zasedbe, ki se trenutno odvijajo na univerzi, o čemer smo se pogovarjali z eno od zasedbenic. Za podrobnejšo utemeljitev določenih zahtev pa smo se pogovarjali še s študentom Jagellonske univerze v Krakovu. Zakaj torej varšavske študentke zasedajo stavbo študentskega sveta? Glavna zahteva zasedbe je odprtje javnih neprofitnih menz pod okriljem univerze. Trenutno namreč vse poljske univerze skupaj upravljajo le dve menzi. Več o zahtevi pove zasedbenica Gabriela, študentka univerze v Varšavi in članica poljskega sindikalnega gibanja Iniciativa Pratovniča, v prevodu Delavska iniciativa.
Well, one of the reasons is the fact that currently universities in Poland do not own any canteens. University of Warsaw has one, and it's an exemption. When we talk about canteens being run by university and not by some entrepreneurs, we are being met with, you know, surprises because people cannot even think of such a way to run a canteen. And it hasn't always been like that. A few decades ago, it was normal for universities to have their own canteens, to have cheap food for students and workers who work at the university, especially near dormitories. But now they have been closed and sold, and it's mostly private restaurants that are very expensive. And since 1995, University of Warsaw has only one canteen, and other universities, the biggest ones in Poland, they have zero. So we are still better off with one, but we demand that they open more of them, especially because they already promised that like 2 years ago, and now they are trying to figure out a way to not meet our demand, even though it's something that they already promised us 2 years ago.
Zalajšanje visokih cen obrokov v zasebnih menzah in restauracijah poljske študentke za razliko od slovenskih nimajo na voljo študentskih bonov. Po besedah sogovorke naj bi tako za obrok pri zasebnikih odštele tudi do 40 poljskih zlotov, kar je nekaj manj kot 10 evrov. Po drugi strani študentke v javni univerzitetni menzi za obrok, ki se stoji iz juhe in glavne jedi, odštejejo 17 zlotov oziroma 4 evre. Druga zahteva študentk v zasedbi je, da Varšavska univerza do konca leta predstavi načrt za izgradnjo novih študentskih domov. Situacijo opiše Gabriela.
Right now our university has 7 dormitories, and it's a bad situation because the newest one that they opened last year, it's the first one they opened since like the 50s, something like this. So for decades the university was neglecting the fact that they need to have dormitories for students, and that they need to take care of the dormitories, because the ones that we have, they tend to have many problems and they are not very comfortable. They finally opened a new one like 1 year ago, and it happened after 2 decades of promising that they will actually open a new one. And it turns out that they don't plan to build any others. So after 5 decades of not building any dormitories, they finally open up a new one. And that's all they plan to do with this. when it comes to the ratio of the student and the places in the dormitories, it's like 6% of the students that are at the University of Warsaw can find a place in the dormitory. And we're talking about the most expensive city in Poland. So to be able to live here, you have to pay a very high prices to even rent a room, because of course, flats are too expensive, so you need to rent very small rooms with other students. Like decades ago, it was normal to live in a dormitory because there were not so many students, and it was the whole culture around dormitories. And now we are forced to go to the private market. And if you are not from Warsaw, if you do not have any like family here, if you want to go to have an education and you are from some small city and you need to move here, it's very challenging to be able to afford to live here.
Kot smo slišali v izjavi, je v Varšavi v študentskih domovih prostora le za okoli 6% vpisanih študentk. Naš drugi sogovorec Robert, študent Jagellonske univerze v Krakovu, pa nam je povedal, da je tam situacija podobna, saj je v študentskih domovih prostora za manj kot 10% študentk. Za primerjavo, v študentskih domovih v Ljubljani in Mariboru je prostora za nekaj manj kot 20% študentk pripadajočih univerz. Ena od zahtev študent, ki zasedajo zgradbo študentskega sveta Varšavske univerze, se nanaša tudi na dostopnost prostorov študentskega sveta za vse študentke za akademske, socialne, politične in izobraževalne dejavnosti. V študentskem svetu so dan po začetku zasedbe na svoji Facebook strani v uradnem odzivu zapisali, da so rektorji univerze poslali pismo, v katerem ga pozivajo k razrešitvi položaja. Poleg tega so kljub nestrinjanju z večino bolj ambicioznih zahtev nekatere zahteve za sedmenico označili za legitimne. Zapisali so še, da so se v pogovorih z univerzo tudi sami ukvarjali s problematiko javnih menz in študentskih domov. Od univerze so prejeli samo obljube. Študentske odločitve, da zahtevajo prav zgradbo, zasedejo prav zgradbo študentskega sveta, sicer niso sprejele po naključju. Več o tem pove Gabriela.
Yeah, so there are a few reasons. One of them is that the building is in the city center, it's very visible and easy to access. But it has some historical context because the student council has its own building, because in the beginning of the 90s, they were protesting in the building and they were striking. So they fought their way for the recognition and for this building. And after a few decades, it turns out that they always agree with the rector and they always just say, yes, sir, whatever rector says. We want to show and like remind them in this symbolic way that they have to remember their roots as well, because when we try to convince them to support our demand about the canteen, they refused to do that because they said that it's fine to have private business of the university. So we are not supported by the student council, so we take the matter into our own hands. But it is very sad situation that the institution of student council has become very, well, you know, like that institution that just has to exist so that there is this illusion of students having their voices heard, but it actually never happens. And it's not only in here at this university, but it's a problem that's and the students are not very well represented.
Skoraj en teden po začetku zasedbe Univerza v Varšavi ni objavila nobene uradne izjave, v kateri bi omenila zasedbo oziroma njene zahteve. Tudi rektor Varšavske univerze Alejzi Novak se ni udeležil nobenega pogovora z zasedbenicami, ampak se je z njimi v imenu univerze pogovarjal, so se z njimi v imenu univerze pogovarjali prorektorji in drugi predstavniki univerze. Ti naj bi protestnicam sicer obljubili, da jim bodo posredovali vabilo na uradna pogajanja, a tega študentke še niso prejele. Zagotovile so nam, da zaradi neodzivnosti univerze ne nameravajo prekiniti zasedbe, ampak jo bodo še zaostrovale. Na univerzi in v študentskem svetu pa so se precej hitreje organizirali z vidika oviranja poteka zasedbe. Tako so za zasedbenice uvedli kar nekaj pogojev, ki jih izvršuje univerzitetna varnostna služba. Več pove Gabriela.
In order to enter the building, you need to also pass the gates. And at the beginning, they closed the gates, so we were not even able to leave the occupation. I mean, of course, they keep telling us if we want to leave, they will let us. But it's obvious that we will not be let back into the building. So it was like a one-way ticket. But after a while, they opened the gate. It was also some incident with closing even the doors to the building. So there was a few hours that the student council decided to close the door for us, so we were not even able to, you know, go out for a smoke, but it lasted only for a few hours because we reacted very, very fast and then publicly. But now people who enter the building, that they have to have the student ID. So it's a problem for us because we would also like to be able to host people freely from other universities, for example, or even people who will enter university soon or people who used to be students. So we are still being limited in some ways, but it's way better than it was at the beginning.
Zasedbenice, ki niso vpisane na Univerzo v Varšavi, tako ne morejo vstopiti v zgradbo, zato so si na dvorišču postavile šotore. Včeraj zvečer so zaradi tega v študentskem svetu objavili poziv Univerzi, da tudi tem študentkam omogoči vstop v zgradbo pod pogojem, da se identificirajo in upišejo na seznam gostov zasedbe. Kot povod za objavo so navedli predvsem dostop do sanitarnih prostorov. Zadnja zahteva zasedbenic pa je, da študentke, ki sodelujejo v zasedbi, ne bodo utrpele nobenih pravnih ali disciplinskih posledic. Da bomo bolje razumele to zahtevo, se moramo preseliti v Krakov. Tamkajšnja Jagiellonska univerza je konec marca uvedla začasne suspenze in disciplinske postopke proti 6 študentkam, ki so protestirale na odprtih dnevih univerze 21. marca. Tam so študentke opozorile na to, da rektor Piotr Jedinak ne izpolnjuje zahtev dogovora, ki je bil dosežen med študentkami in univerzo po zasedbi študentskega doma Kamionka pred skoraj točno 1 letom. Za več informacij o protestu in razlogih za suspenze smo vprašali suspendiranega študenta Jagiellonske univerze Roberta.
The formal reason is the protest that took place at the 21st of March, and at this protest a group of students, around 30, I don't know exactly, interrupted the rector's speech during this open days of Jagiellonian University. And from this protest, 6 persons that took part in it are suspended, and there are some other repressions directed towards them. And it's not clear why those 6 people are suspended. Our guess is that those people are the most visible ones in this political dilemma at this university, because we are protesting for a year for the renovation and bringing back to the students the dormitory of Kamionka, because there was also another occupational strike last year. And then there was an agreement where the rector agreed to renovate this building, and he's not realizing this agreement. So we are protesting. We are collecting signs under the open letter. We made another protest. We were writing emails, but we were ignored all of this time. So we decided to make this big protest where we interrupted. And probably this is because of our previous activity that those 6 people are now suspended.
Roberta smo vprašali o tem, kaj pomeni začasni suspenz za njegov študij. Povedal je, da zaradi suspenza ne sme obiskovati predavanj in pisati izpitov. Prav tako pa so skupaj z drugimi suspendiranimi študentkami v disciplinskem postopku, v katerem se bodo na univerzi odločili, če jih bodo letela izključitev. Ne vedo, dokdaj bodo suspendirani, ker bi lahko postopek trajal tudi več kot 1 leto. Represija študentskega gibanja na Jagiellonski univerzi se je po besedah sogovornika začela po prej omenjeni zasedbi študentskega doma Kamionka. Več o težavah, ki so jih politično aktivne študentke imele z univerzo že pred suspenzom, pove Robert.
After this event, we tried to communicate with the university by writing emails, creating some different kinds of protests, but all of this time we were ignored. Also, we tried to get some information at this process of receiving public information, and also there the university ignored us. And after we started more and more protests, we were removing from this public space. For example, we tried to create some meeting about the book that we have written. And before this meeting, the class where it should take place, the reservations were canceled. So for now, it's impossible for us to get some room at the university to just create some meeting. But for other students, it's just a normal thing. There was also this event that there was the meeting of the Senate, and we applied for having presentations there, and we had it, but there was many different interruptions, so we couldn't present it. The senators were stopping us, were sometimes laughing at us while we were presenting. So the end results, this meeting was stopped and we couldn't just present our point of view while this dormitory should remain in the students' hands. And after these presentations, also there was another disciplinary commission toward one of us because of inappropriate behavior, which means that this student weren't saying His Magnificency or was a bit nervous during this presentation, which means that he wasn't so nice and pleasant, but he didn't commit anything wrong, or he didn't attack anyone, or he didn't use any slurs and so on. He just was annoyed and was speaking louder. And this is why he received this disciplinary commission.
Po Robertovih besedah naj bi med in po seji senata varnostniki tudi fizično napadli študenta. Zaradi opisanega dogajanja na Jagellonski univerzi se študentke, ki zasedajo del Varšavske univerze, v zahtevah niso omejile ne na Varšavo. Tako od Poljskega ministrstva za znanost in izobrazbo zahtevajo, da obsodi suspenze krakovskih študent. Poleg tega od ministrstva zahtevajo še vzpostavitev namenskih finančnih sredstev za odpiranje in vzdrževanje javnih mest na univerzah ter dodelitev sredstev za prenovo študentskega doma Kamionka. Gabrielo smo vprašali, ali se jim zdi zahteva o obsodbi disciplinskega pregona študentov dosegljiva.
Well, I think it's a very challenging demand because, of course, the ministry will always try to say that they cannot interfere with the policy of this one university. But we are aware that even condemning some decisions and standing up for the students would be something that can be used even later in the courts. Probably we will have to fight for 2 or 3 more years in Krakow. So I think that we need to start looking at it as persecution of trade union members, because we are a part of a trade union and it's illegal to do something like this when we are a union member. So for us, it's a union busting technique, actually. And I think it will be very hard to convince the ministry that it is their business that they watch out for the students. But we are very convinced that it is the right thing to do, that it is time to stop being isolated and that we need to convince also other workers at the universities in the country and all the students that it is also your business if something bad happens to another student, even if the student is not from your university, because we share the same struggles. And if something like that becomes normalized, it can also happen to us anytime soon. And we should bring solidarity with each other.
Situacija na poljskih univerzah je torej vse prej kot rožnata. Tako kot naše, tudi tamkajšnje študentke pesti draginja hrane in pomankanje študentskih domov. Univerze se pred težavami očitno sprenevedajo in preganjajo študente, študentke, ki opozarjajo, da imajo kot del univerze tudi same besedo pri tem. Da na svoje težave opozorijo, se morajo posluževati vedno bolj skrajnih oblik protesta, kar pa očitno vodi le v še več represije in poskuse odstranitve iz javnega prostora za namen ohranjanja sistema. S poljskimi zasednicami se je pogovarjal Matevž.
Sem vseživljenjski projekt Ministrstva za izobraževanje, znanost in šport.
Sem prepričan, da bi uveljavitev omenila slabo za šolski sistem.
Dvigant klobuk in rečt fuck off. In to z vsem akademskim dostojanstvom.
In nam cela generacija tele manjka, ker je pač suj v svojo upravo, niso se zapustovali.
Da ne bomo skregali generacij med seboj.
Problem je hud in pereč. Naš predlog pa je sledeč.
Kot študente od vas zahtevam, da takšne spremembe odpravi.
Bistveno je, da se sami organiziramo.
To se smo se danes brali na tem paru, na tej korupciji, na vse prevedenje in zavajanju. Enkrat se vse naj naredimo konec.
Študenti, tudi mi imamo svojo študentsko vlado, ki ubija projekte, ki so nam ljubi.
Študij je pravica in ne privilegij.
Kaj pa univerza?
In to z vsem akademskim dostojanstvom.